This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, guys, for the first time this week, maybe we did it yesterday. Yes, I guess we did it yesterday. But I just love the sound so much, so I always want to introduce it like that. It's time for hashtag It Moved.
Oh my God.
What?
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
I think it moved.
All right, Kenny. Hashtag it moved. We touched earlier in the show, so if anyone missed it, on the total in the Broncos-Chiefs game, you can catch it after our interview with Evan Silva. It's going to be in one chunk in podcast form, so we want that left on, Tyler, obviously, at the end of the Evan Silva interview for our analysis of the total in the Broncos-Chiefs game, which has moved due to expected inclement weather in Denver coming up on Sunday. So, Ken, let's talk about two games here. Well, actually, we're going to add the third, which is the Bucs-Raiders. What can you tell us about side and total in the Tennessee-Pittsburgh game?
We brought this up to Evan kind of briefly, but we've had, honestly, even more movement since the last time we talked to him, which was, what, like an hour ago, basically? Pittsburgh opened a 1.5-point favorite in this game. I think that was pretty unsurprising. My number in this game, I believe, is Pittsburgh by about a half point, Pittsburgh by one. And so I was like, okay, cool. Obviously, you know, Pittsburgh trying to replace Devin Bush, a significant defensive player who's now out. Mike Tomlin had, you know, kind of a funny answer. He was asked about, like, are you looking at other guys? And he's like, I'm just trying to get to lunch today. Like, I'm not even looking that far ahead, basically. It was on Van Pelt last night. Thought that was kind of funny. Tennessee's taking some money, whether you think that's Devin Bush related, whether you think that's, you know, the line was a little bit off. Tennessee, a 1-point favorite, really more like a 1.5-point favorite. All of the ones are now juiced minus 115 or greater on the board. So seems pretty likely we're going to see Tennessee 1.5 pretty soon, market wide, maybe even minus 2, I think, coming up. And I think that's interesting. I think it just kind of begs a logical question, maybe an unanswerable question, but part of the discussion of this game, which is, what is it worth to a team when kind of the defensive signal caller and a significant part of the defense does not play anymore? I think that's kind of that's the jumping off point, I think, to any analysis of whether you want to make a bet in this game or not.
I think it's such a hard game to figure out. I really do. And like, and I'm not ready to make a bet in this game yet, to give a pick for this game yet. I've got other games that I really like. We can get into them at some point here, maybe even in the next segment we do, which is the Q&A. But for now, we move on here. And I want you to tell us what's happening with this Bucs-Raiders spread, because this is fascinating what happened today as it concerns the Las Vegas Raiders. We obviously hope that all the people involved are healthy, but this is noteworthy news as it concerns the point spread with Tampa and Vegas.
Right, absolutely. I think it's important to kind of detail. I think we had an inkling of where the money was going in the game prior to this announcement, the opposite direction. So I think it makes it honestly on it even more interesting that the numbers now move this way. Tampa opens a 3-point favorite in the game and gets like pretty standard. I think my number was 3.3. So again, like nothing quote unquote going on here off the bat. Like the opener seemed pretty good to me. No like significant injuries for either side at that point. Vegas takes money right away. You see 2.5s. You see, you know, 3-120, 3-125 on the Vegas side. That kind of lingered into this morning, basically. And then, you know, I know part of the announcement. I don't want to like kind of like pretend I know all of it. I know Trent Brown for the Raiders is on the COVID list, and I know that's part of what contributed to the number. I'm going to guess, Nick, by the way you framed that it is like more significant COVID news than just that. So are there other players involved, or what else is kind of going on here?
So here's what I can tell you here, and I just want to bring the tweet up so I get it exact right here, because I'm pretty sure that I'm right, but I want to make sure that I get it right. So ESPN's Adam Schefter and a bunch of other reporters tweeted this as well, that John Gruden sent home all five starting linemen for the Raiders. So there are five starting offensive linemen. Trent Brown is on the COVID list, and the four other Raiders starting linemen all home because they were around Trent Brown is going to go on the COVID list. Gruden added, hopefully we'll get some players back tomorrow for Sunday. So, like, this does not mean that all these Raiders players offensively, Trent Brown does. So he's on the COVID list. We know that already about Trent Brown. So that's a huge loss for the Raiders. Is there a big lumbering, right? Lumbering makes it sound like he's like not like deaf. He's awesome. He's just big. That's what I mean by lumbering. He's an awesome player. Very highly paid and an excellent offensive lineman. So this doesn't mean that the other Raiders linemen are definitely out. It just means that we don't know. Like, there's some uncertainty here. And we do know Trent Brown's out, which is a big deal. And as a result, Ken, we've seen this number come up in favor of the Buccaneers.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned that the Raiders took money initially before we had this announcement that you just made, down to kind of like between 2.5 and 3. We came off 3 a little bit. And obviously, I mean, as you would expect with any news like this, and, you know, it's not a weather thing, but at weather and injuries, early week line moves, you can kind of, you know, you can bet that, good choice of words, that line move is at least in some part related to a big name who didn't practice, a big name who's going to be listed questionable, you know, a quarterback who didn't practice, or weather, which we talked about in the Kansas City Denver game, which is affecting the total. Like, a lot of the line moves aren't just like natural line moves, like the number was just off. It's like either a guy is out and you know, like the Devin Bush situation for Pittsburgh, where like we knew he was out, but maybe we didn't know where the number would settle, or an injury that comes up during the week. So as a result, I mean, 3 is long gone on this game. There's like a 3 minus 125 that's still there. 3.5s are now getting bet into. A market making book has now just gone to 4 on the game while we've been doing the segment. So I think, you know, the idea is basically like, okay, Trent Brown's out, that's bad. The likelihood that it's worse than that seems to be increasing, even though it is not 100%. And I think people just want to get ahead of the announcement that, like, what happens when all the linemen are out? I think that's what everybody's trying to figure out. Like, okay, like, do I want to get in now? Because, like, this is closer to the true number with Brown out, and it can only ever get worse than this. With offensive linemen and, like, only one of them announced out, like, I don't know if that's actually necessarily the case. The other thing that could be going on here is there could have been people, and a person we have on the show before, Andy Molitor from the Deep Dive Pod, kind of tweeted this, like, I really liked Tampa, and now I, like, have to bet right now. Like, that was basically how he framed it. And that happens sometimes too. Like, if people are sitting out there like, oh man, 2.5, like, could I ever get 2.5 minus 110? Like, I'm just waiting to bet Tampa. Like, this is going to be awesome. And then they see the Schefter tweet and it's like, fuck, I got to go bet like right now. So it kind of draws out Tampa money, even for people that kind of like them as a side anyway. That could also be part of what's kind of like spurring this movement through 3 and 3.5.
I kind of want to just bet Tampa now at 4.
Is how much of that is based on the news and how much was that you like Tampa anyway?
I feel like I waited too long. I like Tampa overall anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, if you like them anyway, then I don't even think it's that bad of a bet. Like, you lose 3, but you also get more information.
This could be just Gruden being Gruden, but like he said, like, like verbatim, like, I'm worried about contact tracing with these guys. That may just be a coach shooting off the cuff. Like, you know, what the fuck? He doesn't even fucking know what any of it means. Maybe he does. I don't know.
He doesn't wear a mask. What do you think he knows about it? I mean, honestly, it's just, to be fair,
yeah. So, I mean, look, maybe all the offensive line tests, and they're back tomorrow at practice, and then we'll see what happens to the line then. So, you know, we'll wait a little bit.
Or the facility shuts down.
You know, don't even fucking say.
And we have like one a week, you know, whatever. Welcome to 2020.
Okay. Is that it for it moves? Because like, you know.
It moved. The game is going to take place next Wednesday.
Like, you know what? And like, if there was anything that was ever going to make it not move, it would be news of NFL games being postponed or facilities being shut down. That is like the opposite of it move. That is, it remains stationary and perhaps even turtles. Goes back to whence it came.